Christian, can you hear us? All right, sorry about that. Well, congratulations on a strong run today. Thanks for joining us a little bit. We're gonna go ahead and roll into questions for Christian Eckes, who finished second in today's NASCAR Gander RV and Outdoors Truck Series race. And we will take our first question from Bob Hawkers. Bob, go ahead with your question.
Yeah, Christian, just how kind of redeeming is it to have a performance like this a day after yesterday?
Yeah, I won't sugarcoat it. We were absolutely terrible yesterday. 13th is not representative of how good this team is or how good I am. So we talked a lot about it last night. Rudy made some really good changes. We started okay today. We weren't perfect yet in that last run. Actually, after that pit stop, we got pretty good. It just got a little bit tight, which is opposite of what we were fighting all day. So. Definitely feels good. Obviously, I wish we could have won there, and I got a little bit of work to do to get through traffic. Struggled with the same thing last week, so got a little bit of work to do, but at the same time, really proud of my team to rebound like the way we did.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to continue with questions, and we'll take our next question from Aaron Burden. Aaron, go ahead.
Hey, Christian. Congrats on the good run. First of all, I spent that whole last run stalking. And Matt, now that you've kind of been through it, is there anything you maybe learned or anything you felt like you could have done different run with him there at the end?
It's just trying to find air. I mean, we had a hole in the nose, and that didn't really help the aero situation. But the same aspect, just got to figure out how to get around them. When they go to aero block me and take away my lane, I just got to rip top or do something different. So we got close a few times. We even had a shot there coming to the checker, but just needed a couple more feet.
And then the only other one for me, that's three top fives and I think five top tens in your past seven races. Do you feel like this team's kind of picking things up and clicking here as you get closer to the playoffs?
Yeah, absolutely. The first three races just were circumstantial. I mean, Charlotte, we were just bad. We were about as bad as last night. The first two races we ran, it was a wreck. So I felt like we've had the speed and had the promise to show results. It's just we haven't been following through. The last seven races, we minimized our mistakes and have done a really good job trying to take a good position and get good points.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to take our next question from Casey Campbell. Casey, go ahead.
Christian, can you hear me okay?
I got you, Casey.
What was it about this run today that really kind of set after what happened yesterday? How much improvement did you see out of this truck and this team?
It's you can't put it in words. Like I said before, we were just absolutely terrible tomorrow, yesterday. And, we talked about it a lot, me and Rudy, after the race, and kind of came up with a game plan. And we changed just about everything on that truck. And we got it significantly better. It had a lot more grip today. And I feel a lot more confident we're coming back here later in the year. But, the same aspect, obviously we wish we could have won, but second's still okay for what we fought with this weekend. And honestly, fought at the end of the race still.
And you're going to the Irish Hills of Michigan, of course, in 2 weeks. What's that going to be like for this team, a 2 mile track? And what do you like about that place?
Yeah, so I ran Michigan twice last year, once an ARC race and one the truck race. The truck race, I felt like we had a really good truck.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. But in the same aspect, I think we blew like five or six right rears. So just got to minimize mistakes there as well and hopefully get a win there.
All right. Thank you, Christian.
Okay, we're going to take our next question from Chris Knight. Chris, go ahead. You'll be our final question.
Chris, wait a minute. Hang on. I saw your tweet yesterday how you weren't picking me. I'm kind of upset now. Did you hear me?
I said I picked you to win, and I figured you didn't do well. So if I figured if I didn't pick you, you would do well, and you did well.
Yeah, something like that.
So, Casey kind of stole my question about going to Michigan, but I just, like, how about your relationship with Rudy during, working through these tough times? Like, yesterday was a bad day, today was a good day. So, how do you turn that around and get refocused? And does the off weekend help you, or you wish you still had that momentum from today's race to get forward to Michigan?
No, the off weekend should kind of help. I kind of wish I had an off weekend last year to kind of learn, what to do differently behind, Kyle there at the end. But, I'm going to use the time to do that. I forgot the question. I'm sorry. I'm a little tired.
It's okay. I just was wondering, you know, the momentum of working with Rudy and coming through adversity. I mean, does that make you guys stronger heading into the second half of the season?
Yeah, absolutely. I think me and Rudy deal with adversity pretty well, and I've kind of proven that for myself. But you know, in the same aspect, we're getting stronger. We're building chemistry every week. We're getting better. We're building better trucks. We're doing everything right. We just gotta get one spot better.
All right, I won't pick you at Michigan. Okay, you'll win.
All right, Christian, thanks for stopping by, and we wish you the best of luck when the Truck Series returns in 2 weeks, and you are done. Thank you.